I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Wednesday morning, a 5.9 magnitude earthquake killed over 1,000 people and injured thousands more in southeastern Afghanistan. Nehemiah with FMI estimates the death toll could reach as many as 10,000. The disaster touched FMI partners in the region as well.
We have lost three men from the same family who were away for the work purpose. They were believers and they were part of our underground church in Afghanistan. Please pray for their families. Please pray for the situation.
For the past 15 years, FMI has served the underground church in this portion of Afghanistan. They maintain four safe houses for believers. It's a difficult place to live between disaster, poverty, and extremist violence. But Nehemiah often hears amazing gospel stories as well. Pray rescuers will be able to reach those in need with medical treatment and food. And today is International Widows Day, designated by the United Nations to raise awareness of the world's 258 million widows and the challenges they face. Countless widows around the world are like Emily, forced to marry at a young age, then left to fend for herself and her children. Joy Mueller of Kenya Hope tells us.
She was married at about the age of 20, right when COVID was coming down, and that was in January. In June, her husband had a severe asthmatic attack and ended up dying. And she gave birth to their son in December of 2020.
Nearly 1 in 10 of the world's widows lives in extreme poverty. Through its Widows Might program, Kenya Hope equips widows with the skills they need to support their families.
We also teach literacy because 98% of these widows do not know how to read and write. We start teaching them the Bible chronologically.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.